privilege to be with you, and once again, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with you.
是我每次到这里来都是很高兴。现在我跟大家讲说感恩节快乐。
3 weeks ago, I was invited to be a visiting professor at Sac State in a speech class.
在这个三个礼拜前，我在 Sac State, 加州大学这里，我被邀请去在他那个演讲课程里面去给一个演讲。
It was a class on how to prepare a speech and to be persuasive with what you have to say.
演讲题目是怎么样子准备一个演讲，然后怎么样子把这演讲变成非常非常有说服力。
I chose in my presentation to talk about preparing a sermon and the manuscript that would be used for a sermon.
所以我这就选说我告诉他说我只能跟你讲怎么样子准备一张讲章，然后就是怎么样子从圣经上那边选出来。
One of the important things that I told them in the preparation is to make sure that your audience understands what you're going to say.
所以最要紧的时候，你准备一个讲章的时候，你要讲那些听众都能够晓得你在说什么。
The reason I tell you the story is because this is where you enter into the story.
这个我告诉你这个故事，就是说你们大家都是在这个故事里面了。
I told them that once a month I come here to be able to present a message to you.
我告诉他们说，我每一个月都会有一次到我们中间来给一个传道的讲章。
I said it was important that when I write my manuscript that I not use numbers.
我告诉他说，我们在准备这个讲章的时候，不要太多的数目。
And that I would be careful not to use slang words.
而且不要用这个术语。
And I said sometimes in the middle of a message when you're very serious, you need to tell them, the people, that you're going to add a little humor as well.
当你在这讲这个讲道的时候，你看到大家很严肃，但是你要告诉你常常要带一点幽默。
After the class was over, they were more curious about you as a group of people than they were about what I had to share.
当你给他讲完以后，他们就会对你发生兴趣，而不是说对我讲的东西有什么兴趣。
I had the privilege to tell them that you were a group of people that love Jesus and you love coming together and worshiping Him.
我告诉他说，我在这每一个月去的时候，这是一群爱主的人。
One of the other things that I mentioned to them was that the first 3 minutes is generally the most important minutes in any message or speech.
你要做一个这个讲道，头三分钟是最要紧的时间。
Part of that reason is that's when the audience, you gain the audience's attention.
因为头三分钟你能够把这个所有的听众的注意都抓住。
And they make a decision whether they're going to listen to you for 20 minutes or so or not.
三分钟过了以后，他们就觉得说已经决定了，我要不要在以下的时间来再听他花我的注意力在他的讲道上面。
Here we are at Thanksgiving, and we've sung some Thanksgiving songs, and we've praised the Lord in prayer as well.
现在是感恩节的时候了，我们唱一些感恩节的这个诗歌，也念了感恩节的这个圣经。
You ready for me?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Let me begin with a little story that has a sense of humor, but has a lot of truth to it as well.
现在我要给大家讲一个幽默的故事，但是里面的真实性是很大的。
It was a family that were gathering together, and they were around a table ready for Thanksgiving meal.
所以在一个家里面，大家都坐在那里，在这过等待吃感恩节的大餐。
The father said that what they were going to do is start with the oldest and work down to the youngest, and each person needed to give some comment of praise or thanksgiving.
所以这个父亲就讲了说，我们从年纪最大的到年轻的，每一个人要讲一点有什么可以感恩的事情。
When it came time for the 5-year-old to talk, he looked at the turkey and then began.
当这个 轮到这个五岁的这个孩子的时候，他就看到那个火鸡，这个故事就开始了。
He expressed his thanks for the turkey.
他就说啊，我们要谢谢这个火鸡。
Saying although he hadn't tasted it yet, he knew that it would be good.
虽然他说他还没有吃，他就晓得非常好，一定是非常好吃。
After that expression of thanksgiving, he began with a more predictable line of credits.
然后他就一直在讲，他一直下去，他怎么讲一般感恩节讲的事情。
He thanked his mother for cooking the turkey.
他谢谢他的妈妈烧这个火鸡。
His father for buying the turkey.
他谢谢他的爸爸去买这个火鸡。
And then he went beyond that.
然后他又超过这个，他又讲了一些。
And he had a list of people that he wanted to give thanks to.
他有一大串的名字，他都要谢谢他们。
He said, "I thank you for the checker at the grocery store."
我要谢谢在这个市场上那个收账的人。
I thank you for the people at the grocery store that put it on the shelf.
我谢谢那些把这个火鸡放在这柜台的柜架上面的人。
I thank you for the farmer who made the turkey fat.
我要谢谢这个农夫，他把这个火鸡长得这么肥。
I thank you for the man who made the feed that made him fat.
啊，而且我要谢谢那些饲料不配饲料的，使这个火鸡可以吃这个长得肥的。
And I thank you for those who brought the turkey to the store.
我要谢谢人们就把这火鸡带到这个市场上去了，人。
He had really traced everything from its origin to the plate.
所以他把这个火鸡从原则开始一直到这个桌上这个盘子里面都谢了。
And then rather quietly he asked the question.
然后他很安静地问一个问题。
Did I leave anybody out?
我漏掉什么人了没有？
His two-year-old brother, rather embarrassed with what happened, simply said yes.
然后他的那个两岁的那个弟弟就说，哎呀，你是漏掉了吧？没有。
And then he announced to the brother, "You left God out."
他说，你没有把神去谢到。
Well, kind of solemnly, without any frustration, the five-year-old said, "I was about to get to him."
他说，很严肃的讲，你不要给我讲这个，我正要去谢谢神。
You know, I think that this morning we might laugh at this little five-year-old, but I think there's a lot of truth in the story of his life.
我们可以笑这个五岁的孩子，
中间
很大的真实性在里面。
Oftentimes we begin to thank people for everything, but we forget how much God plays in the relationship of whom we should give our thanks to.
常常我们想到要谢、要感谢的，我们什么什么什么人都谢了，常常就把神忘掉了。
I have said to you on many occasions that I've been pleased when I come and have the opportunity to preach here and to hear you read the scripture.
我常常讲了说，我每一个月来的时候，我在讲说，我听到你们在那里念圣经的章节的时候。
This morning, as I listen carefully to you reading the great Psalm 100 Psalm.
当我今天在这里听你们大家一起念这个诗篇一百篇的时候。
My heart was filled with joy just to think about the praise that comes from these words.
啊，就看到说，我的心里就涌出来一大的喜乐，就听到。想到这个里面的字句
Shout with joy for the Lord.
你要大声的欢呼
Acknowledge that the Lord is God.
要说神是是值得纪念的
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
我们进他的这个门的时候，我们应该要谢谢
For the Lord is good.
因为神是良善的
In essence, we need to say no more. That is sufficient enough. God's word has spoken of what our praise ought to be.
所以其实我们不必多讲了。这几句话已经讲到把所有关于我们要谢谢神的话都讲，包括在里面了。
But let me take you back a little ways further in the Old Testament for a moment this morning.
让我把你带到旧约里面的话语里面。
Israel had been traveling over the desert barren sands.
以色列人在这个旷野的沙漠里面走啊走啊走了很久。
There was no water in sight.
在沙漠里看不到任何地方有一点痕迹，关于水的存在。
They were famished and thirsty.
他们又饿又渴。
Do you remember the story well? Do you not?
你记得这个故事吗？记不记得？
Then Moses, in Numbers, the 21st chapter, in the 16th verse, said these words.
在民数记第26章里面就讲了这些话。
Gather the people together, and I will give them water.
你把这些人通通聚在一起，我要给他们水。
Can you picture the setting?
你想想看，这个当时的周围的环境。
Have you ever been thirsty and just longing for a drink of water?
你有没有口渴的时候，口渴的时候非常想喝一点水？
The Bible tells us that Moses gathered the people around in a circle.
然后这个摩西，圣经上说摩西就把这些人大家都围着圆圈坐下来。
And they took their sticks or their staffs and they started to dig deep into the ground.
然后他们就把他们那个杆子的木头就在这个地下再戳啊戳啊再来戳下去。
And then they did something else that was very unusual.
然后他们做了一个平常不平常的事情。
The Bible tells us in the 17th verse that they began to sing a song.
然后他们就在那里唱起诗歌来了。
The song was a simple song, not many words.
那个诗歌是很短的，不是有很多的词句。
These simple words they sang, spring up, O well.
他就说啊，水流出来呀、啊，这个老旧的井啊。
Then came the noise of a sound in the ground.
然后，这个地下就有声音出来了。
A rush of water.
一个水流出来的声音。
A flowing stream.
一个流出来泉水。
And the Bible tells us that it filled the well and ran along the ground.
他们就把那个井就充满了，然后就流到这个地上了。
The question this morning is, how did Israel come to the point to reach the water at the well?
然后他们说，这个以色列人怎么这样子到这个井旁边的水呢？
I simply tell you, they came by simply praising God.
他们来到这的时候，他们就在大大的赞美神。
They sang a song on the sands, the song of faith.
他们就唱了一个在这个沙漠的上一个，就是说唱那个信心之歌。
And well, with God's promise that He would provide water, they began to dig.
所以当他们知道这个神一定允许他们有水，他们就在那挖了。
Our praise to God still opens fountains in the desert of murmuring.
我们对神的赞美就可以使这个在地下在的埋怨的声音就有水出来。
But often our murmuring only brings us to judgment.
常常我们的埋怨没有拿到水不算，而且拿到的是审判。
There is nothing that so pleases God and honors God more than our praise.
所以没有一个使神那么喜欢，而且神那么高兴，就是我们对神的赞美。
Let me draw you to Jesus' earthly life.
让我告诉你，在耶稣基督的有生之年的事情。
Four times he gave thanks to his heavenly Father.
四次他对天上的天父在那里感谢。
You remember the stories well, but let me review those four things with you quickly.
Yeah, 你们大概都记得，但是我还是告诉你这是哪四个事情。
The first one is when he fed the 5,000, the multitude with the loaves and fishes.
第一个事情就是他有五饼二鱼使五千人吃饱。
You remember he took the little boy's lunch and he blessed it and he broke the bread and he blessed the fish and then he began to fill the baskets full and was given to the 5,000 men and the host of other people who were there.
他把那个 把那个小孩子的五饼二鱼拿了来，然后他就为了这个饼祝福了，为了鱼就也祝福了，然后他就把这些饼和鱼就分出去，分出去给了五千人吃饱以后，还有剩下来的。
The Bible reminds us, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
所以圣经上告诉我，不管你做什么，你吃喝都是要为了赞美神而做。
This morning, brothers and sisters, surely this Thanksgiving time, let us praise Him for a full harvest.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在这感恩节的前夕，我们一定要赞美神，神给我们这么大的丰收。
The second time that the Lord gave thanks was during the hour of His own trial.
第二次他那个在赞美神，就是他自己在那遭遇到那个试炼的时候。
The Bible said at the time that Jesus was full of joy through the Holy Spirit.
然后他圣经跟我们讲说，那个时候耶稣基督是充满了圣灵。
Said I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
说我感谢你父亲，天上的父。
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned.
你把这个对聪明人家把这些事情就隐藏起来了。
And revealed them to little children.
对那小孩子你就把这些事情跟他表明出来了。
Yes, Father, this was for your good pleasure.
这个是完全是来使你欢心。
For some of us, this Thanksgiving, we looked up through blinding tears.
我们很多人也许在感恩节的时候，我们是带着眼泪来的。
Under the clouds of mystery.
而且是有很多很多不知道什么事情发生的这种云雾在。
We may look at the past election and be troubled by what has taken place.
我们为了最近美国的大选，我们不晓得我们前面是怎么样。
We may be concerned for our own welfare, our jobs.
我们也许为我们自己这个我们的职业，我们自己的前途在那里忧虑。
Our personal needs, our health.
我们的健康，我们的个人的需要。
Our families.
我们家庭的需要。
There may be many things that stand in our way, and our hearts are heavy today.
所以有任何事情在我们心中使我们心情很沉重。
But what God is looking for on this Thanksgiving time is the people who praise Him.
但是神所要的是在这个感恩的季节是要的是一些人在那感谢神的人。
Who are able to say, I thank thee, O Father, for it seemed good in your sight.
这些人不管在什么环境，就说我们谢谢神，我们知道这一切事情看起来都是好的。
Brothers and sisters, God is good all the time.
弟兄姐妹，神是又良善又好的。
And He never, never fails.
他从来不让我们遭到损失。
It's been a difficult lesson for my wife and I to learn over this past year as we've gone through some personal trials as well.
在过去的一年，我跟我的妻子在一年中间，我们遭受了很多很多的试炼。
But we can say today, I thank thee, O Father, for it seemed good in your sight.
但是我们可以说，我们谢谢神，我们所有的事情到现在看起来都是那么的美善。
The third time recorded in the scriptures, our Master thanks was giving thanks when he prayed at Lazarus' grave.
第三次他在那里感谢说，他是在拉撒勒的坟墓前的感谢。
Jesus said, "By faith and confidence."
耶稣说，由于信心和我们的那个所有的大能，信神的大能。
Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
说父神啊，我知道你已经听见我的祷告。
And that you always hear me.
你是从来都听见我的祷告的。
Brothers and sisters, that's so important. Can I just quote it again?
这个是这么重要，让我再来 把这个引出来。
Jesus, when he was thanking his heavenly Father, simply said to him, "I thank you because you always hear me."
耶稣基督谢谢天上的父神，就是那么简单的说，我知道你是。永远听我祷告的父神。
Today, no matter what your circumstance may be, what the situation may be,
今天不管你的环境，不管你周遭是什么情形，
your praise can simply be, "Father, thank you for hearing me."
你的祷告就是说，谢谢神，你听见了我的祷告。
I can't tell you how often I've counseled people who have said, "It doesn't seem like God's listening to me."
我不知道多少次我去辅导一些人的时候，那些人就说，我不知道神有没有听到我的祷告。
It doesn't seem like God is at all responding to what I'm praying about.
好像神一点对我的祷告都没有反应。
And this morning I want to drive home that God never stops listening to our prayers.
我要叫是很到家的一个说，就是说神从来不会不听我们的祷告。
And he hears and answers in his time and in his season.
他听我们的祷告是按照他的时间，按照他的季节。
Is there anything which we should be so more thankful about than the open gates of prayer?
所以我们要感谢神，就是不管怎么样，我们知道说神开了。我们祷告的大门。
The fourth time that Jesus prayed to the Father.
第四次耶稣基督向天他父神祷告。
You remember it was when he was in the upper room with his disciples.
你记得他在一个房间的楼上一个房间里面，在他的门徒中间。
And he was telling them that he was going to leave them.
他跟他们说，他要离开他的门徒了。
But that he was coming back again.
他告诉他们说，虽然他会离开，他是会再来的。
It says that he took the cup and he broke the bread and then he gave them the cup to drink.
他就拿起杯来，把饼拨开了，然后他将那个杯子就分给他的门徒。
He passed on to the disciples something that they have passed on that we continue to do to this day. You will even do it next Sunday here.
他这个。波饼跟传杯一直传到现在，下个礼拜你们又也可以在楼上要波饼了。
What he simply did in that time, he was thanking God.
在那个时候，他就简单就谢谢神。
With the redeemed for the great salvation which he himself was about to accomplish.
谢谢神把那么大的救恩，这个救恩是要从他身上完成。
And which he would share with us.
然后他就会
his disciples
跟我们一起来分享，跟他的这个门徒也来分享。
Certainly, you want to join the chorus of the redeemed.
所以我们知道每一个人都要能够希望得到救恩。
In closing, let me ask you this.
在最后，我们在做总结。
Are you praising God?
你有没有赞美神呢？
Are you thanking him for your numberless blessings?
你有没有赞美他关于给我们那么数不清楚的那些祝福？
Just as we sang this morning, count your blessings and name them one by one.
就像我们要数算主的神的恩典，要一一的都要数算出来。
Are you daring to praise him through the trials that you're facing?
你在你当你遭受那个试探试炼的时候，你敢去赞美神吗？
Which sometimes are blessings in disguise.
你要知道，在那个时候，所有的试探上，可能是他的祝福换了一个形状出来。
At this Thanksgiving time,
在这个感恩节的时候，
let it be more than a social holiday.
让我们不要说这感恩节是拿来做一个社交的一个假日。
Or a family reunion.
或者是我们家庭在这里又大家聚集在一起的日子。
Let it be a love feast of praise to him.
让我们是一个爱的爱宴的日子去。
who crowns the year with bounty and abundance.
然后为了来年给他一个冠冕是那么样的丰富那么样的美满。
Let me close with the words of the song that the Israelites sang.
然后我们来看，我要总结用以色列人所。
They sang this song in the barren desert.
他们在沙漠里面唱的那个歌。
It's a song for every one of us today.
这是为我们每一个人今天都很适合的。
I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
我看到说。我有一个这个生命的河从我身上流出来
makes the lame to walk and the blind to see
然后使瘸腿走路使瞎子看见
opens prison doors and sets the captives free
然后从这监狱里把门打开所有被囚的人释放了
I got a river of life flowing out of me
我哪个有一个生命的河从我身上流出来
Spring up, O well
从这里河水流出来啊
Spring up, O well, within my soul
所以这个井里面水流出来在我的这个灵里
Spring up, O well, and make me whole
这个井啊这流出来使我能够得以完全
Spring up, O well, and give to meThat life abundantly.
所以这个把这个井啊，把这个水流出来，使我能够得到充满了生命。
Amen.
Amen.
One more time, 现在请各位起立，我们再唱一首诗歌。
Let's stand up. Let's sing. Theology.
256页三一颂。
256. Psalm 256.
我起一个音，大家一起唱。赞美真神万福之功世上万民赞美主恩天使天君赞美主名赞美神父圣子圣灵阿门现在我们请 Pastor J. Stephen 为我们做主祷
我们请 Pastor J 来为我们做主导。Oh, sorry.
Let's pray.
Let's, 我们祷告。
Father, we've just sung a prayer.
父神，我们刚刚才唱了我们的祷告。
A prayer of praise.
意思是赞美的祷告。
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
说赞美我们的父神，是我们的所有一切的祝福都是从你那里来的。
I pray for every brother and sister and every family represented here.
我们为这里的弟兄姐妹和这里每一个家庭都在这里祷告。
That we will be a people of praise.
我们愿意是一群人都是赞美的一群。
And thank you for hearing our prayers.
而也谢谢你能够听我们的祷告。
Watch over us as we go our separate ways.
照顾我们当我们每一个人分开到你的个人的家里面时候。
Guide our steps and provide for us as you did the Israelites in that barren desert.
引导我们的脚步就像你当年引导以色列人在沙漠里面一样。
Bless the food and the fellowship that we will share in.
愿祝福我们今天啊桌上的饮食我们要跟大家一起分享的。
And until we gather again together, watch over us and protect us, we pray in Jesus' name.
一直到我们下一次再跟大家在一起的时候我们在这里感谢赞美是告主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
各位请坐
不倒
三分。